And here it is, it's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, chatting with Chapman, Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss, is back. Hi, Barry, nice to see you again.
Yeah, always good to be back on a Tuesday afternoon.
I saw you were running on the weekend in a very fetching pair of shorts. Social media is kind of, well, shall we say, there's no place to hide. And with those shorts, there's no way that you could possibly have hidden anywhere, because it was like poetry in motion.
Man, I was on a game farm with animal print pants on. You shouldn't have seen them.
Yeah, there it was. It was an interesting sight. But on to things more topical, shall we say, because obviously you are the plumbing boss, and we tend to gravitate around the world of plumbing-related matters. So I was wondering what was on your mind today in that regard.
Yeah, so it's just all the little gizwags and gadgets that assist us, and all the technologies that have come along as the years have gone by with the plumbing industry. You know, gone are the days of, you know, needing to, you have a 100-year-old building and it's got a sewer line running underneath it now. There's technologies out there now where you can basically reline that entire pipe.
Oh, so you don't have to replace it if it's because that's the problem that we face in South Africa, aging infrastructure. Every city, every town is now at the point of in need of refurbishment.
Yeah, so you've got quite a few of the old buildings that have got either the bitumen piping, which starts decaying and falling apart, but the surrounding structure is still okay. There's just no longer a smooth surface for it to run on. And then you have cast iron piping as well. A lot of that stuff was cast under buildings and things like that. And you left with no other choice in the days gone by was to break it open and replace it. Hellishly expensive, breaking through workshop factory floors and everything like that. Now there's companies out there that specialize in pipe relining. So okay, they go in, they do a camera survey of the line. That's another fantastic piece of plumbing equipment that's starting to get more and more. High pressure jetting, cleaning the line out, scrub it nicely. Then you do another camera survey to make sure that the integrity of the line is good enough for the relining to happen. With that whole camera inspection that goes down, it then you can pinpoint sections that are badly damaged, and you then only opening up half a meter sections where you then connecting the relining together. I was chatting to a mate of mine in Durban who runs pipe relining. The longest run they did a long run the other day, it was 35 meters continuous run underneath a building, and it's literally like a brand new pipe.
Wow. And I presume, well, two things: there's a cost saving and there's a time saving. It must be.
So the cost aspect of it is slight, because the equipment is so expensive, and the technology.
But surely by comparing it to digging up the whole floor and putting in new pipes and then restoring the building to where it was, and the downtime that's
where it comes into play, is downtime. The interruption aspect of it is, the relining of it is not very invasive at all. And it happens a hell of a lot quicker than what breaking up and everything does. Breaking, there's dust, there's noise, there's all sorts of horrible things, whereas relining is pretty quiet. Yeah.
Clearly it's not an area of your expertise necessarily, but would insurance cover a damaged pipe like that and the repairs thereof?
So my understanding with insurance is there has to be an event that created the damage.
Okay.
So it can't be decay or aging infrastructure. There needs to be a physical event. Somebody drives into a pipe and breaks it, or there's a pressure fluctuation and the pipe bursts. Or
it seems a bit silly, because if there is damage that results from a broken pipe, the insurance claim is going to be a lot higher, I would imagine, than the cost of preventative maintenance.
So what we've seen in the past is we've had clients that have had collapsed sewer lines, for example, that we've gone out to assist, and the insurance hasn't paid for the repair of the collapsed sewer line, but they've paid for all the damages that it caused.
Yeah.
So like it flooded their house. They got paid out for all the damages for it flooding their house, but didn't pay for the repair because...
Interesting business insurance. We won't even go there because clearly it's beyond our scope.
I think you and I were talking circles and circles.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, it's one of those things where you'd need it, but you'd hate it. Because, well, it's just never quite what you thought it was going to be.
100%.
But certainly the good news that technology continues to create a better environment and from a maintenance point of view, better and better solutions to what are serious issues, serious problems. What would be another interesting solution to a serious problem?
From pressure pipelines... mainly your copper, they do an epoxy lining on the inside of the pipes. So you basically purge all the water out of your line, blow all the air out. They then put an etching liquid through that etches the inside of the pipe and then clean that out again and then they pump through epoxy. And the epoxy is pumped from one end all the way to the other end. So... if you've got multiple outlets on it, sometimes can be quite difficult. And you sometimes can end up with blocked pipes, like completely blocked pipes.
I can imagine.
So from a pipe relining aspect, with the epoxy on the high pressure lines, it is a little more risky and there's absolutely no guarantee that it works or not. So it's kind of like one of those, let's give it a try because it's the absolute last resort that we have. But it's quite cool. I've seen it being done in a house in Simbiti, a house that some other contractor came in and did all sorts of wonderful things, didn't solder things properly, but the house had already been tiled and everything. And the water was turned on and there was in excess of 100 leaks in the house. And you basically would have to demolish all the bathrooms, all the kitchens and everything to start again. So we did that exercise of the epoxy lining inside the pipes.
And it worked.
Subcontract company that comes in and it worked like a treat. It was phenomenal. And that same house still stands with absolutely no issues about 10 years later.
Probably stronger than the original. Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. Just talking about something that is not really plumbing related and yet, you know, you're talking about epoxy in pipes and things. And I was... reveling in a new tube of toothpaste the other day and then suddenly wondering about how the stripes happen. Have you ever thought about that?
How does it not come out all mushy?
Yes.
I have no idea. You also cut it open and check whether there's separate compartments in the tube of toothpaste.
And there aren't. I went and researched it. You see, so you learn something on the show. Apparently, it's simply the difference in viscosity between, if it's a white and black, as in the case of this particular toothpaste, strange color combination. It used to be red and white, used to be the thing, or blue and red and white. But it's the difference in the viscosity. So when they fill the tube, they a bit like an ice cream filler, you know, they just sort of with the different colors and viscosity pastes. And then as you squeeze the tube, the literally they do not mix because they retain their viscous integrity as they squeeze out. And eventually, ultimately, towards the end of the tube, they will become a little bit muddled, as you would no doubt discover. But isn't that brilliant? I mean, it's quite remarkable.
No, it's still one thing that blows my mind, how it happens. But it's damn impressive, though.
Yeah. So now you know, the next time you're at a plumbing job and someone asks you, how do they get the stripes in the toothpaste?
It's viscosity,
all down to viscosity.
No, awesome.
And there it is. It's another Chatting with Chapman. And it'll be up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to catch up and share the good news about what the innovations that is making the world of maintenance with regard to plumbing pipes, etc., much easier in a number of instances, much faster, much safer, ultimately. And the world we live in continues to impress. Miracles and wonders, I tell you.
Beautiful.
We'll catch up in a week's time.
Shut, man.
Thanks, Barry.
Cheers,
The afternoon show continues on the other side of this.